Good morning, John.
Good morning, Brian. Good to talk to you again.
Spring is breaking out all over, and gardeners are getting busy. So, what are the main things they need to do in the month of October?
As you say, everything is growing beautifully at the moment. We see it in our street trees and all of that kind of those areas. So virtually people can plant almost anything at the moment. I mean, the weather is it's unlikely that we're going to get too much cold weather, and so any plants or any seeds that you want to put in, it's a good time to do so now. One thing I draw to people's attention, though, is it's been a great year for bulbs this year, and your tulips and daffodils are probably coming to the end of their flowering, and it's a good idea if your bulbs are at that stage to break off the flower when it's gone off and leave your bulbs in the ground. That ensures that all the goodness that the plant is creating goes into the bulb, and so you'll get better bulbs next year. And it's perfectly easy to plant any other flowers around your garden and leave the bulb leaves to just die off naturally. And you can cover the ugliness of bulb leaves dying by growing, new plants around them.
I always think, John, it's a good idea that when your bulbs are up in full bloom or whatever, to take a photograph so that you know exactly where they are. Sometime during the winter or whatever, if you go to reorganize your garden, you've got some reference to know what's where.
Yeah, and if you want to leave, for example, if you want to leave your tulips in the ground, yeah, you won't dig them up again by accident or unnecessarily. So yeah, that's a really good tip, just to keep an eye on where their bulbs are. I think other little bit of caution, I suppose, I'd like to draw to people's attention is the garden centres are full of tomato plants at the moment, and we all know the sort of the local law of don't plant your tomatoes until after show day. And you'll find that in most garden centres, they're advertising the plants have been grown under glasshouse conditions. So you need to put them outside, close to the house, in the pots for a week or so to keep them warm. You give them a little bit of extra warmth. Bring them inside if you need to, if it's cold. And that will get them ready to be planted in about 2 or 3 weeks' time. Don't put them in the ground immediately. So I guess those are my best tips for this time of the year in what's going on in your garden.
Tomatoes, the Botanical Gardens has a big sale each year. When is that on this year?
That's on the 13th to the 15th of October. It starts at 11 o'clock, goes through till 3 o'clock each day. The first day, the gardens ask you to pay a $10 fee to be among the first to have your pick of the tomato plants. And you need to be prepared to sort of line up a bit, because there are quite a lot of people turn up, and there are only a certain number of people that are allowed in the glass houses or the greenhouse at any one time. So you've got to be a bit patient, but you get the best pick of the plants that they've got available, and they have thousands of them. You get that best pick on the first day. The other days are free, but you take your chances on what you'll be able to buy. In terms of other events on, the Tasmanian Orchid Show starts today at the Hobart Town Hall and goes through till Sunday. Now, that should be a great spectacle. It's free, and people who are in town and want to spend just a few minutes wander up to the Hobart Town Hall and have a look at the orchids on show there. Other things that are on the 9th of October next weekend, the Friends of the Tasmanian Botanical Gardens are having a garden trail down in the Kingston area, and you can find information on that on the Friends Facebook page. On the 9th, also Cold River Valley is having a plant stall, and that usually is a great event. You'll get a chance to buy all sorts of plants and other products at Cold River. And there's a private garden open on the 15th of October at Candos Drive, 8 Candos Drive. There's a lady that has a wonderful garden, huge garden there. And for the last 10 years, she's opened it to raise money for orphans that she supports in Kenya. So if you've got time on the 15th, have a look at that garden, 8 Candos Drive, just over the river. Those are the events on at the moment, Brian. And they will, you know, more and more will be coming over the next few weeks.
One question in relation to the Botanical Gardens sale of tomato plants. Are there many varieties on offer?
Oh, look, there are hundreds, I believe. The lady at the Botanical Gardens imports tomato seeds from all around the world. So there are all sorts of tomatoes being grown in as seedlings. And they have signs up with pictures of the tomatoes and quick description of how they perform and what they're best used for. So you can sort of check the ones. If you want a tomato for just ordinary eating, then they'll have those that'll show you that. Or if you want to make sauces or those sorts of things, they will have other particular varieties that they'll recommend for that kind of activity. So yeah, they do it very well, and it's well worth visiting.
Thank you, John. We'll talk to you again in a month.
Terrific. Look forward to it, Brian.